Solid Football Action.
What's going on? What are you doing? Tanya Dahaskigo, then on the Watahusadache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwanodos, and the Aboriginal voices, Oscar Dewanyawa Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock at CFRC, and we're happy to have you along with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday evening, Sean, except that a little bit of smoke is still hanging around in the air after those wildfires in Saskatchewan.
I don't know. Is that where they were?
Yeah. We're not getting any smoke from Newfoundland.
Oh, okay.
No. Anyway.
Yeah, I had somebody from over there, mm-hmm. just across the pond, so to speak, or the lake, I guess, Lake Ontario. And he asked me how I was dealing with this smoke. And I said, what smoke? Mm-hmm. Did I have a COVID mask? And I said, no, I don't have no COVID mask. Why do you ask? Mm-hmm. Anyways, apparently the U.S. of A. is being hit harder than, say, myself, just down the road here.
Is that right? They're getting hit harder than we are?
Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently it's, some sort of polar air stream thing as, going over there.
Well, that's good. Anyway, I forgot to say, Ani Nichkimik, Doug Farquhar, Dijikas, Minwa Sean Story, Esna Minwa, Anishnabi Newewin. Here we go. We are having fun. Actually, it's pretty good out there. Right now, it's 27 degrees Celsius.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, but it's going to cool down. It's going down to around 14 degrees Celsius overnight.
It felt cool out there.
It'll be time for you to go out and do barbecuing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't so you wait. Can heat up the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Go out there, make some stuff.
Yeah. We're going to have fun tonight with, we have several things. In about 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to have everything ready for the start of our special.
So you had a lot of smoke up your way?
Yes.
Because I kind of smelt it whilst walking from the car to here. Mm-hmm. There's that. But it smelled like plastic, too.
Oh, is
like
that right?
Burning
no,
plastic.
No,
I don't know what that is. We live in, we don't live here, but it feels like it sometimes. We are located where the science people are.
Ooh.
So maybe one of them science peoples decided to light plastic on fire.
I haven't got a clue.
In my younger years, I would have lit plastic on fire, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Does it explain a lot? Anyways, Douglas.
Yeah.
You had a thing.
Yes.
Special series.
Yes, that's right.
You wanted to special series.
It's your idea that came
it's
up.
It's not my
it.
Idea. Yeah, it's right. You said, oh,
two
let's
months
do
ago,
this.
And that was fun. I
wasn't
said,
me.
Sure.
You
said
was
we
not
should
me. It was you.
This. No, we're going to pick Robin Robertson.
When did
Robertson.
I say that?
Back in June. Yeah.
No.
Yes, because we were talking about other songs that Robbie Robertson had written.
Oh, did we?
Yes, and at that time.
That part sounds familiar.
Yeah,
and maybe
you
not
said,
so
hey,
much.
We should play some of his songs. And
we'll just play all of his songs tonight.
No, you
and,
won't.
And we can go home.
Oh, and they'd shut us down.
Would they?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you gave me...
I think they'd be okay with it.
Probably more than 50 songs.
The powers that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gave this list to me, and I've been going through our CD, our albums that we have. We have a lot of the band albums.
Yeah, well, and this was surprising to me, mm-hmm. is that there's the band.
Right.
With Robbie Robertson, and then there's the band without Robbie Robertson. Though he is somewhat connected to that band.
Let's see. Now you're getting into the whole thing.
He was maybe not as not as part of it as much as people like to think.
Well, we're good. That's what we're going to talk about tonight and tomorrow night.
But maybe
next week and the week after.
Yeah, we're going to do when they
by
were,
the looks of it, a number
when they
of
were
songs.
Like some of the songs that you recognize from radio and whatnot, where probably Robbie Robertson was involved. I'm not saying he was the one who did it all, just that he was involved.
Well, the nice
people weren't coming just for him.
Oh, okay.
Is what I mean. Because, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there saying, what are you talking about? Leon Helm?
Yes.
Was, you know, genius and started that thing.
Was it Rick Danko?
Could have been. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan of I wouldn't say not a fan. I am not a book. I am not the Encyclopedia Britannica of the band.
No. Okay. But Robbie Robertson went on to do other music, and he encouraged people.
Yeah, up until the end, really. Yes, he did right. The thing for that Killer of the Flower Moon, I think. Killer of the Moon Flower? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That movie there.
That'll be in the last segment of this show in about a month. That'll give you time to find out what it is. The name of the
I think
book
it was The Killer of the
Movie.
What is it? Killer of the Flower Moon?
Okay.
Is that what it is?
I'll go with
you
whatever
don't
you
know.
I don't know.
It's that movie. It's Leo DiCaprio.
You're into stuff I don't know about movies.
Well, let's
TV.
Look it up.
No, not
I'm
yet.
Look it up.
Not,
no, I'm going to look it
no,
up.
No, save that because
people want to know.
No, not tonight.
People probably already know.
Don't.
They're yelling it in.
No, I can hear them. The phone's ringing. Look at that. Yeah, don't do it. Tell us what you have.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean, what do I have?
Well, I'm going to play a couple of songs first.
Okay, go ahead.
Not from Robbie Robertson.
No, but from other people.
Yeah. And then that'll give you time to get it organized.
Oh, well, yeah?
Actually, you...
I thought we were both organizing this.
We are.
All right.
Yeah, I've got the paperwork right here.
Okay.
You sent me...
Yeah, well, yeah.
A nicely typed script, which
isn't
is
that
not
nice?
Us.
That's not. That's not usually our thing.
But we're going to have to modify it. You said, but
we'll modify things.
I do have the four songs that you want to highlight tonight that Robbie Robertson wrote.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to do that, and then for the next three shows.
Three shows.
Yeah.
That'll take us into, September?
That's right.
Wow.
Will it? Holy smokes.
The summer is over.
No, don't go there.
Like, next week, people are going to be showing up again.
The next three shows are...
Right?
Takes us to the end of August.
When do they show up for school?
Summer's starting to arrive now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a text message this afternoon.
Maybe,
We're coming in on the 21st of August. Can we stop by?
Oh, yeah?
And I said, sure.
What are they going to be?
So it's a matter of whether or not they're going to stay the whole time between 21st of August and the start of school, or I don't know. I think the move-in day is the 1st of September for a lot of people, right?
21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't count. It's there's 31 days in August, so
that'll be good. Gosh, that's a whole 10 days. That'll be fun, Liz. So you're making breakfast, lunch,
I can do that.
And dinner?
Well, I can make breakfast.
You probably like
supper.
Making breakfast because it's the morning and you're like a morning person. Me, not so much.
Not at all?
No. Oh. I have to work at it.
Oh, okay. I don't mind cooking barbecues. Or if I use my crock pot.
Oh, yeah.
But
like bacon, eggs, or are you like
we can do that.
Grains?
Okay, yes, we can
you
do that.
You probably do grains.
Both.
Grains with yogurt.
You get a traditional Scottish oatmeal breakfast.
Here's your dry yogurt with some.
Hey, wait a minute.
Not dry
yogurt.
Dry oatmeal with yogurt on it.
But I make the yogurt. Now, if you want flavored yogurt, then we'd have to figure out peaches this time of the year. I can make cut some peaches up and put it in with the yogurt. Then you get
I had a peach flavored before I showed up.
Ooh.
Like when I got in the car to drive here.
Oh, my goodness. They out already? I'm surprised.
Well, these ones were. Mm. They may be foreign peaches.
We won't go into that process. All right.
Sometimes you need a peach.
Yeah. Never mind. I got a song for you. And this group is called Twin Flames.
Okay.
And they're really lovely people. I went to their concert a number of years ago in a barn.
Ah.
Yeah. And then we've had a couple of interviews with them through Zoom.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing them come back to Kingston. Twin Flames, you all set?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
And this is Yai, and we are Twin Flames.
You're listening to our new single, Just Like a Ghost.
Could my hand watch me bleed? Jump through a photograph, make believe. You said I'm sorry when I needed it most. Show up in my dreams just like a ghost.
Hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
On Saturday, August 23rd, Gale's Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for the 100th game between your Queens Gales and the hated Western Mustangs.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolfe on CFRC.
Sean, with the one and only CFRC.
That was the wake-up call.
Yep. Did you get it?
Yeah, it woke me up.
Yeah.
But earlier, you had on the Daniel Wolfe, and I thought it was funny that he just sort of assumed that you would be confused as to when and where to use the term myriad.
No, I think he was he was talking about whether or not you put a in front of it, the letter A. A myriad of confusions, or just myriad of confusions. Guess what he said? You laughed at me when I made my answer.
No, you can't use an A. You can't say a myriad.
No, I would never say a myriad.
Then,
yeah.
Then he shows up, and apparently you were confused.
No,
so I guess
I'm
correct.
Adamant. I'm not confused.
He was
confused.
Correct in that assumption that, sometimes people are confused.
There you go. All right. We are going to start this special process, okay? Here we go.
Alrighty. So we were talking about that Robbie Robertson, the late Robbie Robertson, and, you know, all of his music, the extraordinary music that he has produced among in and out the years that he's lived on this earth. So some of it's poignant, some of historical tracks here.
Ooh, that's a way to do it.
We're going to try.
We're going to do historical tracks.
We're going to try historical tracks. Maybe we could just call it historical tracks.
There you go.
There you go. historical tracks.
That's, I love that.
Me too. It's top of my head.
I'm going to string you along.
On these historical tracks.
This is a special radio segment, right?
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Dedicated to?
A radio
to?
Segment. It's a special radio segment dedicated to Robbie Robertson.
There you go. Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it sound good?
It sounds fantastic.
All right. Ghost Dance. Aren't you supposed to play that now? So this is Ghost Dance, or the beginnings of Ghost Dance. And it's a powerful track, both from Robbie Robertson's 1994 album, Music for the Native Americans. So I remember this when it came out.
You do? That was, what, 19...
A long time ago.
98, maybe?
Like when we started here, almost. Oh. No, I think it was earlier than that.
Was it?
Okay. 94.
Hmm.
It was the 1994 album, and this album, indeed, much of Robbie Robertson's later work became profound exploration of his Mohawk and Cayuga heritage.
Hmm.
Ghost Dance has also went on itself, pointing a reflection of the movement that emerged in the late 19th century, a time of immense hardship and cultural upheaval.
You're going to have to explain that one to me later.
For many indigenous nations across North America.
Oh, okay.
So the whole idea of the ghost dance is that it was something that was done traditionally at a point in time in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And was taken away from them.
Like the potlatch was taken away.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you're to imagine a landscape, the buffalo, the lifeblood of many plains tribes, decimated, treaties violated, land stolen, communities forcibly removed to reservations. And it was a period of struggle for survival, both physical and cultural.
Mm-hmm.
In this environment, a spiritual revival took root. The ghost dance prophesized by figures like Wovoka, a Paiute man, the ghost dance promised a return to traditional ways, a resurgence of the buffalo, and a peaceful expulsion of the colonizers through ceremonial dancing and prayer. So this is a message of hope in the face of overwhelming despair.
Some world down below, but you don't I'm Jennifer Campbell, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
So this, Douglas, is the, it's a good day to die.
Is it?
I mean,
is that the song?
I believe so.
Okay, yes.
Oh, it is, yes. It is the song, It's a Good Day to Die. Mm-hmm. So this is yet another impactful song. It's also from the music for the Native Americans, the one that came out in 1994.
What?
1994, Doug. Do the math.
1994.
That was a long, long time ago. And while the Ghost Dance was a movement of peace and spiritual resilience, its interpretation by some indigenous communities, particularly the Lakota and the fear instilled in U.S. government led to tragic consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So the phrase, it's a good day to die, is often attributed to Lakota warriors, signifying a willingness to face death with honor in defense of their peoples and the way of life. So the sentiment also encapsulates the courage and desperation felt by many indigenous individuals during this era. The culmination of these tensions, driven by the suppression of the ghost dance, was the Wounded Knee Massacre in 1890. You remember that one, Doug?
Yes.
You were there? So hundreds of unarmed Lakota men, women, and children were killed by the U.S. Army, a brutal reminder of the violence and oppression faced by Native Americans as their lands and sovereignty were systematically dismantled.
Bury me on this your voices to the sky. It is a good day to die.
It's a good day to die, and we're back.
Mm-hmm.
We are back now with our special historical tracks segment. We're back with our special historical tracks segment.
To a Robbie Robertson.
Yeah, so we're going to come upon a song and song. A selection, an artistic endeavor.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's called Sacrifice. I think it, for me, it's one of my favorite off the album of The Underworld of Red Boy, Contact from The Underworld of Red Boy, and that came out in 1998.
That is...
Do the math, Doug.
Quite a few years ago.
Yeah, a long, long time ago. So the album, it delves into a more contemporary issues faced by Indigenous communities. But the themes of struggle, resilience, and the enduring fight for justice resonate deeply with the historical narratives that we've been exploring, Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
So Sacrifice specifically... Features the voice of Leonard Peltier. Now, this was a Leonard Peltier behind bars. There's like Leonard Peltier.
Yeah, but after he turned 80 years old.
Well, what I'm saying is, he's no longer sacrificing.
He did sacrifice a lot.
Douglas.
For his point
Douglas.
Of view. Yes.
Anyway, so I'm basically what I'm trying to say is he's no longer behind bars.
Yeah, good.
And so he was or is still a prominent Indigenous rights activist, and he was recorded his segments from prison.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So the inclusion immediately draws a line from the historical injustices to the ongoing struggles for sovereignty, land rights, and an end of to systematic inequities. The fight for justice didn't end with the Wounded Knee Massacre. It continued through the 20th century and into the present day, manifesting in movements like the American Indian Movement. Protests against resource extraction on sacred lands and ongoing legal battles for treaty rights. So this is Robbie's music, and it's serving as a powerful reminder that history is not a static event, but a living, breathing narrative that continues to unfold.
So this is the song, Sacrifice.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. know, we have a million stories to tell. I'm just one of a million or more stories that can be told.
Your freedom.
nothing compared to what our people of 100 years ago or 50 years ago or 25 years ago made. Some gave their lives. Some had to stand there and watch their children die in their arms. So, I mean, the sacrifice I made is nothing compared to those. I've gone too far now to start backing down. I don't give up. Not until my people are free will I give up. And if I have to sacrifice some more, then I sacrifice some more.
So, Douglas, we're going to close. I'm contractually obligated to say the special historical tracks segment.
Mm-hmm. About Robbie Robertson.
This one is about Robbie. Maybe next week it's about...
No, next week's about Robbie, too.
Oh,
we're going each week in August, we're going to do this. Okay?
Oh, all right. Maybe later on it'll be somebody else.
We've got lots of songs
for
Robbie.
I was going to say Buffy St. Marie, but that wouldn't work.
We've got a big room for her.
I know. We have to change the name. Okay. So as we're closing this segment, historical tracks, we will be listening to
We're gonna
Ancestor Song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This song speaks to the deep connection Indigenous peoples maintain with their ancestors, their traditions, and the land itself, even in the face of profound historical trauma. So despite the immense pressures of and systemic attempts at assimilation, Indigenous cultures have endured language revitalization, the reclamation of ceremonies, the resurgence of traditional arts, and the tireless work of community leaders have ensured that the spirit of these nations live on. So Robbie Robertson himself, a bridge between two worlds, has utilized his platform to amplify these voices and ensure that these essential stories are heard and remembered. His music is not just entertainment, it's a living archive, a sonic testament to the land, to the enduring spirit and resilience of Indian country. So,
there you go.
See
that.
So next week on Historical Tracks, we will continue to explore the history of Indigenous peoples through music and storytelling. Maybe play that song now.
Oh, okay. This is the Ancestor Song. And it's meant to be calming.
Of our creation and past, so we may preserve memory for ancestors.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Campbell, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hold my head up, putting the guns down. I'm holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up, I'm keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down, taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off, taking my mind off the fighting side. Walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late, we ain't too far gone. Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Cause there's more love than hate, and there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head, and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. And let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
Mother Nature, you're part of our soul.
KPP Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through the summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mack, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.ca.